Around Centennial College's East Shore campus, there are posters on the walls advertising the Murphy Challenge. They say where the competition happens and when, but they don't say who Murphy was or why the contest is named after him. But coordinator Sheldon Reisler says after Murphy died last summer, the program felt it wanted to honor his memory this way.
I do remember bringing it up and saying, you know, I think we should call it the Murphy Challenge. Now, whether I owned the idea or not, I can't remember. I think it was just unanimously accepted and sort of almost like a given that it should be his, mm-hmm. because he was the kind of the spiritual impetus to developing what was last year called the BNF Cubed Film Challenge. Mm-hmm. And the BNF Cubed stood for broadcasting film, and then the Cubed was for essentially a 3-minute film.
Second-year student Jen Ingram and her group won the final prize. She only had Murphy as a professor for a short time, but she says she was glad to have experienced his teaching and his advice.
He was very honest about his experience in the industry and like what it's like for people like us trying to get into the industry, like how hard it is. So he was really good that way.
Reisler says he and the teachers learned a great deal from Murphy's style of teaching and from the way he conducted himself around campus.
I think as faculty, we have to all recognize ourselves as learners, not just the students, but the faculty. And I could have learned, I think, a great deal just from watching him operate. And, one of those things that I'll just have to go on, live on with the memories.
Reisler hopes as students come and go, Dennis Murphy's memory will be preserved not only in the competition. Now there's also a scholarship.
In 2 years from now, Dennis Murphy will only be a name.
Yeah.
But the name will live on in the challenge. I'd like to see that. And in another way, it will live on in the scholarship fund that has been raised in his honor.
The scholarship has been funded by teachers, family, and friends, and now awaits support from the college. Kieran Thompson, Observer News, Toronto.